The MS-13 gang got its start in the 1980s among immigrants from El Salvador. Since then, the gang has built operations in 42 states. Members deal mostly in drugs and weapons. But a new FBI threat assessment says MS-13 and other street gangs have been moving into some different territory, human trafficking. The Bureau says gang members are leading women and children into forced prostitution. NPR's Carrie Johnson has the story.
In Fairfax County, Virginia, one of the wealthiest places in the entire country, authorities have brought 5 cases in the last year that focus on gang members who have pushed women, sometimes very young women, into prostitution. Neil McBride is the top federal prosecutor in the area.
We all know that human trafficking is an issue around the world. We hear about child brothels in Thailand and brick killings in India, but it's something that's in our own backyard. And in the last year, we've seen street gangs starting to move into sex trafficking.
In Virginia, at least, the consequences can be severe. Over the past few weeks, one member of MS-13, nicknamed Sniper, got sent to prison for the rest of his life. Another will spend 24 years behind bars for compelling 2 teenage girls to sell themselves for money. Usually, investigators say gang members charge between $30 and $50 a visit, and the girls are forced into prostitution 10 to 15 times a day. It's easy money for MS-13. Thousands of dollars in a weekend with virtually no costs, except for alcohol and drugs to try to keep the girls off kilter. Often the activity takes place at construction sites in the parking lot of convenience stores and gas stations.
Yeah, this last case that we worked, the victim was 12 years old.
So says John Torres, who leads the Homeland Security Investigations Unit at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office in Washington. He says the girl, a runaway, approached MS-13 gang members at a Halloween party. She was looking for a place to stay. Within hours, she was forced to work as a prostitute.
You have a gang that's taken advantage of people that are in a desperate situation, usually runaways or someone that's looking for help from the gang.
There are some reasons for street gangs move into sex trafficking, says Joshua School, who oversees the violent crime branch of the criminal division at the FBI's field office in Washington.
It is not like moving in or as risky as moving narcotics. It is not as risky as extorting business owners. And these victims really have no way out.
School says they're like modern indentured servants. The 12-year-old girl involved in one of the recent sex trafficking cases is safe now, authorities say, but she'll be dealing with the physical and emotional scars for many years. Victoria Huffam is a social worker who helps victims and survivors of sex trafficking.
When someone leaves, there's a lot of shame and guilt associated with the time they were there. They may have physical injuries, which can impact, especially for young women, their sexual and reproductive health.
Huffam works with Polaris Project, a nonprofit group that runs a 24-hour hotline to help connect victims of human trafficking with police or social services. She says survivors of that kind of abuse do best when they reconnect with their families and get support from law enforcement. Prosecutors in Virginia expect to bring more sex trafficking cases against gang members over the next several months. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.